It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Well, we're inching closer to the holiday break, about a week and change out with multiple games on tap here over the next 7 days. And tonight we bring you a matchup inside the Big 7 here on KNZA 103.9 FM. Good evening from Perry LeCompton High School, home of the Cause. They welcome in the Jefferson West Tigers for a double dip of Big 7 basketball. Brendan Tammett with you, Trenton Craxner alongside. We also got Chance Link, our studio producer, as we are getting set for the girls' game here in a matter of minutes, and the boys' game will follow real quick before we dive into our matchup here tonight. The other games across the MSC Sports Radio Network, of course, on our sister station, that would be CARE 93.7 FM. You can catch Ottawa at Atchison. And on KMZA 92.1 FM, that is a battle inside the TVL with Valley Heights taking on Frankfurt. And then also the channel games. You got Hiawatha, Nemaha Central on the Hiawatha channel, Holton and Royal Valley on the Holton channel, and Sabetha Riverside on the Sabetha channel, of course, as well. Jackson Heights and Moore Hill Mounts Academy on the Cobra channel. Go to msesports.net, find the Listen Live tab, and pick your station or channel that you would wish to listen to or watch for another full night of high school hoops. Again, Brandon Tabb and Trenton Craxner, Chance Link with you, moments away from the girls' game. Perry LeCompton hosting Jefferson West, battle of the Big 7. Trenton, let's start with the road team tonight. Jeff West, they have played as difficult of a schedule as any team in our area through the first three games. They've seen number 1 in 3A in Silver Lake. They've also seen 2A number 2 in Riverside, but they do got a win. Picked their first one up last week against Royal Valley, winning that one 42-22. But, you know, this Jefferson West team that brought a lot of experience back and what we think is going to be a very kind of open and talented and kind of a wide-open Big 7. I mean, you got Nemaha Central, kind of that projected number one finisher. Once again, they're a top-five team in 3A. But you take away Nemaha Central, you can make an argument for maybe four or five different teams to kind of compete up there towards the top. And I think you could argue that Jeff West and both Perry LeCompton could be in that mix.
Yeah, it was a very top-heavy league last year, all things considered. But I think there's a little bit more parity. And like you said, Jeff West brings back a lot of experience, but their 1-2 record's a little bit deceiving because they played Silver Lake, who finished third in the 3A state tournament last year, was probably one shot away from beating Goodland, who won it with Talexa Weeder. And they play Riverside on Friday and only lose by 9 to the runner-up in 2A last year. So they bring back a lot of experience, and they played a tough schedule, but the first three games were also at home, so this is their first road experience. So how are they going to be able to respond? On the other side, Perry, first league game, they played up at the Payola tournament, 1-2 out of 3, lost to a really good Fort Scott team in Class 4A. They're a little bit newer, short rotation, a lot of younger pieces for this team, but off to a better start than they probably thought they were three games in.
Perry LeCompton, you look at them, and it starts with Taylor Dammy, who's a senior, multi-sport athlete, very good softball player, does a little bit of everything, and boy, she's off to a banging start, 16.7 points per game, 7 rebounds as well. She's getting you over 2 steals and 2 blocks per game, and for head coach Joey Franzetta, couldn't have asked for a better start from the senior forward.
Yeah, and she's their everything. She's like the motor, but yeah, I mean, she does everything for him, you know, kind of that engine that holds the team together. And she's got some good supporting cast, though. Scoring wise, I presume that'd be her younger sister Paxton. The freshman's chipping in 5, getting 4 or 5 from the other 3 starters, so she's getting some help so far, and that's a big help because you can't just be a one-man band or a one-girl band, whatever, to get deep into the playoffs, and that supporting cast can continue to help her out. Perry could be a top-half team on the Big 7 girls' side.
Well, it's very early in the season, but certainly a important kind of early season Big 7 matchup here with Jefferson West playing here at Perry LeCompton. Our pregame, again, has been brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Go online at kwu.edu. Let's get you tonight's starting lineups, and let's start with Jefferson West. The Tigers at 1 win and 2 losses so far. They're going to go like this. Ella Dickey is a senior and is averaging nearly 6 points per game. Hallie Tuck, also a senior in the backcourt at over 4 points and 4 rebounds a contest. Kenley Stones, another quality athlete at about 4 points and 3 rebounds per game. She is a senior. Sophomore Colby Noel, is averaging just under 5 rebounds and 2 points per game. And then down low, you get Burley Sanders, who is also a senior, leading rebounder for the Tigers at just under 7 boards per game, also getting you about 4 points a game as well. So again, for Jefferson West at 1-2 so far, it'll be Ella Dickey, Hallie Tuck, Kinley Stones, Colby Noel, and also Verley Sanders. For Perry LeCompton and head coach Joey Franzetta, 2 wins and 1 loss. It's their first league matchup here in 2023 after taking part in that Paola tournament last week. It'll be senior Katie Bartlett, just over a point and a rebound per game. Macy Corcoran is a freshman in the starting lineup. She's averaging over 3 points and nearly 2 rebounds per game. You mentioned as well, again, the freshman Paxton Dammy, the younger sister of Taylor, who we'll get to in a moment, but Paxton's off to a good start at over 4 points and 4 rebounds per game. Riley Morgan's a senior in the backcourt at 5 points, nearly 7 rebounds a game, and then Taylor Dammy, it's all about her down low, 16.7 points per game, 7.3 rebounds per game as well. Taylor also averaging over 2 steals and 2 blocks per game. Jefferson West, the road team again tonight, rocking the all-black uniforms with red numerals and lettering. They're going to be trimmed out in white. And then Perry LeCompton, the all-white unis, blue numerals and lettering. They are trimmed out in their gold. Again, Chance Lincoln Studio, Trenton Craxner alongside. Brandon Salmon with you here on KNZA. Well, let's start, before we get this one tipped up here, keys to the game. I think for Perry LeCompton, keep going down low. Get it to Taylor Dammy down low again. She's had dynamite start to her season, averaging nearly 17-7 per game. It starts with her. If Jeff West can contain her a little bit, keep her down, you're going to keep yourself right in this game.
Yeah, and the key might be getting Perry into foul trouble because they only go about 8 deep, and you know they're playing 3 freshmen out of those 8. So, you know, you might have to be physical inside and go inside if you're Jeff West to get him in foul trouble and help you out.
Here we go. Perry LeCompton controls the opening tip. They go from right to left, and we're underway. The first of 2 games tonight here inside the Big 7 League. It's going to be man-to-man here for Jefferson West. Here's the freshman and Paxton Dammy, kind of a wild drive and a rebound off the miss here by Kinley Stones for Jefferson West. No score, about 25 seconds in, and they go down low looking for Burley Sanders. Lost it in the corner, but it's chased down by Tuck, able to keep it alive and avoid a turnover. Knocked away into the backcourt, picked up by Stones again, as both teams starting here man to man. This is a Jeff West team that has struggled to score here early. Again, that schedule is part of it. They're averaging just 29 points per game through the first 3. They get it inside to Sanders. Good ball reversal to Stones in the corner for 3. It's high off the heel, no, and a rebound for Macy Corcoran. And Corcoran, the freshman, into the front court. Far sideline from right to left. Gets it up top to the senior, Katie Bartlett. And gets the call from head coach Joey Franzetta. They tried to bounce one inside. Nowhere to be found. And Burley Sanders coming away about it, not as easy of a steal as you could have got there. Still looking for the first points, and we get some body contact inside, and I think 2 free throws coming up here for Kinley Stones. 6:46 to go. The foul is going to be on Riley Morgan for Perry LeCompton. That puts the senior Kinley Stones at the line for 2 to try to break the 0-0 tie. Kinley Stones, just her 3rd and 4th attempts at the line this season, and the first one here is good. And Jeff West takes the early 1-0 lead. Jeff West, they have not shot many free throws through the first 3, but just a 47% clip. And the second high off the heel, rebound for Dammy down low. That was Taylor who pulled in that one. And a 1-0 lead here for Jefferson West. When you look at these 2 teams, they split their 2 games a year ago. Perry LeCompton losing the first 39-24, but winning the second matchup 30-28. There's our first bucket. Good feed to Corcoran inside, and the freshman has 2. And the Cause have a 2-1 lead here as we're coming up on 2 minutes in.
Yeah, it was good vision by the senior Bartlett because they kind of lost her underneath, and she was able to find her and get it by the defense for an easy layup.
Cause running a zone defense here. Looks like a 2-3 variety. A lot of passing around the perimeter here for Jefferson West. Both these teams have struggled to score throughout the early portions of the year, and there's a ball that's not near midcourt. Stones trying to chase it down, but they're going to say it's out of bounds. It touched the sideline. That'll be a turnover on Jefferson West.
Yeah, and when you're facing a team that's struggling to score, why not make them hit some outside shots by running their zone, covering it up, and making them take some longer jump shots, may force a turnover like they just did, using some of the length they have out there.
A 2-1 Perry LeCompton lead. They have the ball here in the front court with Dammy backing out on the wing, kicks it to her younger sister and Paxton in the right corner. She fires and connects on a triple. Paxton Dammy from downtown. It's her first three ball of the season, and just like that, the cause out to a 5-1 advantage. Here's a ball fake by Stones. A lot of contact inside, and they get a blocking foul. I think it could have gone either way. And this one will favor Jefferson West, and Kenley Stones going to go right back to the line to shoot another two.
Yeah, it's a big foul because Riley Morgan, who's one of your taller players along with Taylor Dammy, picked up her second team foul. Like you said, it was a bang-bang call. I thought she was in position. I thought they were going to get a charge, but it's obviously a judgment call as Stones makes another free throw.
2 points here for Stones, 5-2, Perry LeCompton. So we get that first sub, and that's the senior Sydney Bonmeyer who's going to check in here for Perry. Second on the way is good as well. So a 3-for-4 start at the line for Kenley Stones, and a 5-3 game here. We're at 5:25 to go, clock moving, first period. Cause averaging just shy of 35 points per game, a whistle around the perimeter. And a foul against Jefferson West. It's going to be on Tuck. That is her first. And the first Jeff West foul. As we'll see another sub here for Joey Franzetta and company. That's senior Allison Farmer. Taylor Dammy throws it in. Far side of the floor. Gets it to the top of the key with Corcoran, a freshman. Works it to the right wing. Wanting Paxton. Lost it out of her hands and out of bounds. And a turnover against the cause. Make it two here in the opening quarter. Jeff West getting it back, trailing 5-3, not quite 3 minutes into this game. Crazy to think, Jeff West, again, part of the schedule, they have played a difficult one, averaging just 29 points per game. They actually shoot it better from three than they do overall from the field. They shoot 29% from three and 28% total from the floor. Here is Tuck, who's going to drive. Stones now has it. Kicks it left side. Knocked away. Good defense by Corcoran, nearly forcing a steal, and does force a steal. Jeff West with a turnover. And Dammy going coast to coast. Bumped and fouled on the block. It'll be on the floor.
It's going to be the second on Tuck. So each team has fouled twice, but unfortunate for them, one player has picked up both those fouls. It looks like Harriet Dean's going to replace her and partly come back for Perry.
Both teams have a pretty good mix as far as playing seniors and freshmen. And right back into the game is Katie Bartlett, out as Corcoran for the cause, and mentioning Harriet Dean, the freshman in for the first time tonight for Jeff West. Here's Dammy inside. Great defense by Noel, and that was partially blocked. Sanders grabbing the miss, and another opportunity here for Jeff West. Down 5-3, coming up on the halfway point here of the first quarter. And there's Dammy on the other side of the floor coming away with a steal. She wants to go coast to coast. Easy layup for two. Dammy, the athleticism, picked the pass off, took it coast to coast, and a 7-3 cause advantage.
And back-to-back turnovers, and Dammy in the open floor. That time she didn't get fouled. She was able to outrun the defense to get a transition layup.
Here is Kenley Stones, left side for Jefferson West. They dump it inside to Sanders, short corner right, back to the bucket. Now turning and facing, and she had it knocked away in a steal. Paxton Dammy again coming away with this one. Four early turnovers here by Jefferson West. There's Allison Farmer, who just checked in, gets her first touch. It's Taylor to Paxton to the free throw line with Bonmeyer. She'll turn and fire. Nearly banked one in from the left elbow. And Sanders corralling that miss for the Tigers. Multiple opportunities for Perry LeCompton to continue to build on this early lead. Jeff West being fortunate a couple of times on the defensive end. Here's Stones, a little floater, banked it in. Difficult finish for Kenley Stones, who has all five here for the Tigers, and it's 7-5 Perry LeCompton.
And that's been their best offense so far against that 2-3 zone. When she penetrates, and she's gotten to the free throw line twice, and that time she was able to get a field goal to go down.
Stones averaging less than 4 points per game coming in through the first three, and she's got all five here. And near the first 5 minutes of this game, another steal here, this time for Jefferson West, their turnover against the cause. Here's a one-on-two break. Stones taking it all the way and muscled her way to force a foul call, and she's right back to the free throw line where she will shoot number 5 and number 6 here at the stripe. They will get the foul on Paxton Dammy. That is her first.
Yeah, you got a whole host of subs coming in for both teams, but if you look out on the floor, it is a couple-year difference, but Paxton Dammy and Taylor Dammy look almost identical, like they pass as twins if you didn't know that one was a senior and one was a freshman. They both used that length so well, but that time Faxon was out of position in transition. She got whistled for the foul.
Stone's missing that first free throw. Again, line changes here for both teams. We have played 5 minutes in this first quarter. We got three to go. Second free throw coming up here for Stones. And missed that one as well. She goes 0 for 2. Rebound for Sydney Bonmeyer.
Right about her average. 3 for 6. 47% coming in. So
here is Bartlett into the front court for Perry LeCompton. They get it to Corcoran, who tried to split two defenders inside. She's bumped on the floor. It'll be a foul against Jeff West. Nice little move there. Dicing through the lane. And they get Jocelyn Sutton. Both teams with three team fouls. This is Dammy again, a deep three. It's no good, but an offensive rebound is collected by Bonmeyer and then gets it back out to the perimeter and a missed layup inside. Missed by Blosser, a freshman who just checked into the game. And Jeff West able to kind of corral it here around the perimeter, and now we finally get a tie-up and a jump ball.
Yeah, and you can't, that's just point blank. A missed layup there by Blosser. Strong side on the right side. Just point-blank miss, that's what you want back, but then you love the effort getting on the floor, especially in the first quarter by both teams there, forced that tie-up.
Well, it kind of had a feeling coming in. This could be a battle of defenses here, and points could certainly be hard to come by on both sides of the floor. And a 7-5 advantage here for the home team in Prairie LeCompton. We're at 2:15 to go in this opening quarter. Jeff West with the basketball here in the front court. Stones left corner, turns into a double team, nearly had it knocked away, able to get it back up top to the sophomore Jocelyn Sutton, who has just checked into the game. Right back to Stones, and up top it goes this time to Harriet Dean. Now under 2 minutes to go. The cause, they started out man the first couple possessions, but we've seen this 2-3 zone defense. Now a shot from the right wing, no, but an offensive rebound, and a travel's going to be called on Addison Schwinn, who has checked in. So she grabs the rebound, shuffled the feet, then is called for a travel. So missed opportunities for Jefferson West here early, but it's just a 7-5 game. Cause with the lead and the ball. We're at 1:35 clock moving first quarter. Here is Farmer with the basketball, kicks it to Paxton right side, gets into the lane, stops at the free throw line, hands it off to her older sister, Taylor, who knocks in a free throw line jumper. Paxton the assist, Taylor the bucket, she's got four, and that's the lead, and now another steal for Taylor Dammy. She wants to go coast to coast, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Kinley Stones, and that's going to put Taylor at the line for two. Great effort there by Kinley to try to get back, but it just looked like she was a hair quick and just wasn't quite set enough that she needed to be. I think that's a good call by the official. Taylor's going to shoot two. A 9-5 Perry LeCompton lead. 4 points in the quarter here for Dammy, and she misfires on the first attempt as Ella Dickey's going to check back in here for Jefferson West, replacing Kinley Stones. 1:16 left in the period. 9-5, another one coming up here for Taylor. It's on the way, and she got that one. 62.5% coming in. She goes 1 for 2 here, and she's got five. Tying Kinley Stones for the leading scorers here so far in the game.
And she's already got three steals, so she's averaging 2.3, but she's getting out in the passing lanes, and live ball turnovers, you know, it forces the defense to scramble. That's what's hurt Jeff West so far, giving up their points.
And
these live ball turnovers, there's another one.
Yeah, Dammy again getting a hand in there and forcing another turnover. Taylor here into the front court, hands it off to Corcoran, works it to the right side, and then hands it off to Farmer at the top of the key. Left side of the freshman and Blosser works to the right wing, gets it off to Corcoran, who gets it to Taylor in the corner for three, and she buries it. Taylor Dammy now with 8 in the period. And that is the lead, and the Cause are off to a scorching start here. 13-5 at 40 seconds to go. Beautiful work around the perimeter. Dammy wide open from the left wing, and she drilled it. 17% from downtown coming in. Now 30 seconds to go. See if Jeff West wants to control this tempo here. Instead, they're going to fire a deep right wing three that's short, and a rebound for Allison Farmer. Now 18 seconds here. Perry LeCompton can play for the final shot with an 8-point lead.
You have to think this ball ends up in one of the hands of the Dammies. Right in Taylor.
Yeah,
she missed it, though.
Yeah, she had a scoop shot and a chance. Dickey the rebound here. Jeff West down with 6 seconds. Here is Dickey into the front court. Now angles right, gets to the wing, splitting two and a whistle and a foul with 1 second to go. And they're going to call that a shooting foul.
Yeah, I think she was trying to step through to put on a runner at the buzzer there, and they kind of hip-checked her, and then were trying to reach out the ball.
Farmer picks up the foul, so Ella Dickey's going to shoot two with a second and change left to go in the quarter. First is up, first is good. First points for Jeff West, not named Kinley Stones, and it's a 13-6 game. The senior Ella Dickey, now 3 of 5 at the free throw line here on the young season. Averaging over 5 points and 4 rebounds a game through the first three. She goes 2 for 2 and has 2. Second to go, Perry LeCompton. They won't get one off, and that takes us to the end of the opening quarter. Perry LeCompton with a nice little flurry down the stretch, and they lead Jeff West 13-7 at the end of one. Back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you confused about your insurance coverage and not sure what you are buying? At Kellerman Insurance, we value each of our customers and strive to build a solid relationship with you. I am Christy Wilson with Kellerman Insurance. With over 123 years combined experience, educating our customers and helping them understand what they are buying or not buying is a priority. Check out our website to see the many types of coverage we can help you with at kellermaninsurance.com.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
13-7, Perry LeCompton as we start the second quarter here. First of two games tonight in the Big 7. And Perry LeCompton, the first possession and a whistle and a foul. They had Taylor Dammy on the block. She was doubled. I think she got bailed out here with a foul. It's going to be on Jefferson West. And Ella Dickey picks up that one, her first in team foul number one.
Yeah, they're poking at the ball, her Dickey and Sanders. They got Dickey for a hold, but they're trying to claw that ball away in a lot of hands.
They go inside, yeah. A nice little curl to Bartlett, who throws up a shot, no good, but a foul, yes, and free throws coming up here for the senior, Katie Bartlett.
Yeah, Sanders is in great position, but she jumps forward and comes down. You know, she jumps straight up. She's in great position. Unlikely that Bartlett makes it with the size difference, but she bails her out, essentially, and by being aggressive, going for the block.
They get Verley Sanders with her first foul, and the first free throw is good by Bartlett, her first point tonight. 14-7, double-up lead here for Perry LeCompton, just getting going in quarter number two. Of course, the new rules, no more one-and-one free throws. You got 5 fouls per quarter. So, again, that's been an adjustment for a lot of these teams. Second good as well. So Bartlett goes 2 for 2, has 2, and it's a 15-7 Perry LeCompton lead.
Yeah, both teams had 4 team fouls at the end of the first quarter. So Jeff West, in the old rules would be looking at 6, right, as they picked up 2 quick ones. So if you're Perry, you want to continue to attack, and they just almost got another turnover there.
They go inside to Sanders, caught in a double team, and she goes up with a lot of strength, missed the shot that draws the foul. And they get Taylor Dammy with this one, her first. Yep. And the first foul against Perry LeCompton here in the opening 27 seconds of the second quarter.
Yeah, we've seen 3 fouls already, but a lot of underneath stuff where players are being aggressive, and both Dammies were there. And Taylor might not like it, but better that that foul went against her than her sister Paxton, because that would have been her second. But similar down there, Sanders got bailed out because they're trying to block a shot when they're already in good position.
Corcoran and Bonmeyer back into the game for the cause. Sanders gets her first point with that made free throw, makes it 15-8. Cause with the lead, not quite 30 seconds into the second quarter. Tigers have shot 47% at the line coming in, and that one well short. And a tie-up inside. And earning that possession back, Ella Dickey, who ties up Paxton Dammy down low. And a 1-for-2 trip is going to give the Tigers the ball back. Big credit there for Dickey to get that possession back.
Yeah, ball hits, pretty much goes straight down off the shot. But it hits, so it hits the ground, which is always a bad thing if you're defensive rebound. You always want to high point the basketball and then not strong enough to rip it away from Dickey.
Here's Dickey, who's got it, gets in the lane and a lot of contact, and she draws another foul.
And that's been Jeff West's best offense. They only have 1 made field goal. but they've been getting to the line because they've been driving in. That's where they found all their success against this zone.
They get Bartlett with the foul. That's her first. Team foul number two. Dickey back to the line where she's 2 for 2, now 3 for 3.
So 7 of their points have came from the line. They've also left 5 on the board. So, I mean, they're 7-12. This could be a lot closer game if they're a little bit better from the line. But like I said, they had to be aggressive because Perry has a short bench, and that's what they've done so far.
Dickey goes 2 for 2. She's got 4. It's a 5-point game. Cause leading 15-10. Not quite a minute into the second quarter. Cause going right to left here in the first half. Cause came into tonight 2-1. This is their first league contest. Tigers come in at 1-2 and 1-1 in league play. There's a missed 3 by Farmer, but an offensive rebound for Perry LeCompton to keep it alive. A turnaround shot by Corcoran, well off, and Sanders clearing that opportunity for Jefferson West. Tigers down 5 with the ball. Picking it up on the perimeter is Sutton. Getting it to Noel in the corner. Right back to Sutton. They stay in this 2-3 zone defense. Does Perry LeCompton. Knocked away on the far side, out of bounds, out of the hands of Harriet Dean. Here comes Taylor Dammy, also Charlie Blosser, a freshman back into the game for the Cause. At 6:42 to go in the half, 15-10 our score. And the Tigers have shot better from 3 than overall from the field coming in. There's a skip pass, and Taylor Dammy just read it like a defensive back. She wants to go coast-to-coast. Right-handed layup is good. 10 here in the first half for Taylor Dammy. Her average is nearly 17 a game coming in. She is well on that pace and more, and a 17-10 advantage now for the Cause.
And you can't be throwing cross-court passes or playing that bottom low-side block on the opposite side because she's so athletic, and with that speed, she can track anything down.
She's just reading that. There's Dickey inside, and then Sanders off the miss. Flipped one up, no good. On a second chance, and then a third opportunity cleared away by Allison Farmer for Perry LeCompton. Farmer into the front court. Up top, it goes to Corcoran, the freshman. 17-10. They leave Farmer open, a senior for 3. Left it short, just barely grazed the iron. And Ella Dickey, the rebound for Jeff West.
Push it
into the front court
herself.
Yeah,
she hesitated a little bit, but a little bit of miscommunication. That's going to be the ninth turnover that at least I have for Jeff West.
That was an unforced turnover, too. Certainly not helping the Cause.
Yeah, just trying to push it. Kind of like watching the Chiefs on Sundays. Mahomes throws at one place, but the wide receiver's in a different spot, and there's just an unforced error because you're not on the same page with your teammate.
Well, both these teams have struggled with turnovers in the first few games. Both teams basically averaging 22 turnovers a game coming into it. And there's a difficult shot inside by Dammy, and might have been partially blocked, but cleared away by Kinley Stones. 1-on-3, not her advantage, goes against 2 defenders, missed the shot in the paint, and it's out of bounds, and it'll stay with Jeff West. Pretty fortunate there. Stones trying to force one in traffic, but got the touch out of bounds, and the Tigers will keep the possession. Down 7, 17-10 at 5:16 to go in the half. Perry going back to man-to-man here, it looks like, maybe on the inbounds. And then they go into Sanders. She had it knocked away and a steal. And then Paxton Dammy kind of took an elbow there from Sanders after knocking it away and wanted an, or maybe not an offensive foul, but wanted some kind of foul, did not get it. Speaking of Paxton, has it in the right corner, had it tipped away and a steal. Turnover by Perry. Here's Stones in transition. Stops in the paint, now backs it out. Good transition defense there by Perry LeCompton. Under 5 minutes to go in this first half, a 17-10 Perry LeCompton lead.
And Sanders got to be careful because her and Dammy are being real physical, and they're both throwing some elbows, and because she didn't help, she almost gave up a wide-open layup.
Noel missing a layup inside, and now a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. I think they get Sanders, as you mentioned, kind of fighting with Paxton down there. And for Sanders, that's foul number 2.
And I was saying because Noel had a wide-open left-hand layup. She didn't get it converted. That's because Dammy had her back turned because she was hand-fighting essentially with Sanders, and eventually Sanders picked up her second foul on the rebound attempt, but they both had to be careful there. They're both throwing a little bit of elbows, and the ref catches that. You know, he could get a double foul.
Taylor trying to post up. Instead, Corcoran lost it inside. Now Taylor gets a look from 3 left wing. Hit one from there earlier, but missing back iron strong. And a rebound for Jefferson West and Kinley Stones. Coming up on the halfway point here from this first half, or I should say second quarter, 17-10. As the Perry LeCompton lead, we've been stuck on 17-10 for a couple of minutes here. Both teams a little bit slow on the offensive side. Now a three ball straight on for Tuck. This one high off the heel. Rebound for Dammy, and that's Taylor. So a one-and-done possession there for Jeff West. Stays 17-10. Here's Paxton into the front court. Right back to her older sister, Taylor. Through traffic, no, but a foul, yes. And two free throws coming up once again for Taylor Dammy. This will be her third and fourth attempts at the line of the half. And obviously the story here with 10 of the 17 points.
And Tuck had her arms up, but she momentarily came down to try and swat the ball, and then she put her hands back up like, I didn't foul, but that coming down just real quick got her a third foul.
Missed the free throw, did Dammy. Now one for three at the line, and that's a big foul. Tuck picks up her third. She'll have to come out. That'll bring in the sophomore Sutton. Dammy going to try to go one for two. Second on the way. Off the heel strong. She goes 0 for 2 and a rebound for Jeff West. Ella Dickey's got this one, so a missed opportunity at the stripe for the senior, Taylor Dammy. Stays 17-10. 3:40 clock moving second quarter. They go back into this zone defense. Top of the key, Dickey fakes and fires a three. Front rim, win a rebound for Perry LeCompton. Both teams struggling here on the offensive end. We've been on 17-10 for a few minutes here. Here is Bartlett with the basketball, and she got all the way to the rim, but she's called for a double dribble and a turnover by the cause.
I thought for a second they had an offensive foul on Corcoran because she was...
Well, one of the officials kind of pointed, it looked like, I think this near side top official wanted to call that and then gave it to the bottom official who said, no, it's a double dribble.
Yeah.
So I think fortunate for Perry LeCompton, they didn't get the offensive foul. They just get the turnover. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in this pretty quick-moving second quarter, 17-10, both teams scoreless here over the last 2 or 3 minutes. Addison Schwinn, who's into the game here, a sophomore for Jeff West. They get it left side for Stone, steps into an 18-foot J. That one a little bit strong, and a rebound for the freshman in Paxton Dammy, who wants to get it into the lane. Kicks it right to Blosser, the freshman for two. Little 10-foot jump shot for the freshman, Charlie Blosser, and that's her first bucket tonight. Ends the scoring drought, it's 19-10. And a little aggressive there, Paxton going for a steal, and bumps Dickey on the right wing and is called for a foul.
Yeah, but her and her sister have both been aggressive, and for the most part, it's worked, and she's going to have to probably sell these last two fours. She's picked up her second foul, but it looks like we're going to have our first timeout of the game.
It's a full timeout for Jeff West. We'll step aside. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 19-10, Perry LeCompton here, late first half. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Kansaland Radio.
Time out again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Alongside Trenton Kraxner, Chance Link's studio producer, I'm Brandon Tadman. You're on KNZA, girls game. A late first half, 2:40 to go in this second quarter. Cause at home, leading the Tigers. In this Big 7 battle, 19-10, Perry led 13-7 at the end of one. Both teams went on about a three-minute scoring drought in the middle of the second quarter. Points have been a little bit hard to come by here, but both teams kind of on cue with that as Perry LeCompton came in averaging under 35 points per game, and Jeff West was averaging under 30 points per game. So out of the timeout, Jeff West, they set it up for three, just barely grazing the iron, but an offensive rebound is going to keep it alive here for the Tigers. That missed three by Sutton. Right side, this is Ella Dickey. Spins in the lane, kicks it left. Stones a deep three, and she's fouled on the three by Taylor Dammy. She did not like the call. Taylor picks up her second, and this is going to be three free throws coming up here for the senior, Kinley Stones, who has already been to the line six times here in the first half. Make it 7, 8, and 9 on the attempts here.
Yeah, she's trying to go for the block, and when she swung through, she actually high-fived Stones pretty much. She swishes the first free throw. So you can like it or not, but that's a foul, and that's why they always say you don't fly out a three-point shooter. And her and her sister have to sit the last two-plus minutes with two fouls apiece.
Yeah, Paxton and Taylor both with two fouls apiece. Taylor stays on the floor, though. Second is up and good. Two for two so far. Kinley Stones on this trip here. She's got seven. Five of the seven from the charity stripe. Now Taylor comes out. Trying to go three for three. Not this time. No. And a rebound for Perry LeCompton. So two for three for Kinley Stones. It's 19-12, caused by seven. Quickly into the front court is Corcoran. Lost it, and she turns it over.
Yeah, she wanted to back it up, but she kind of lost her footing and lost the basketball. And just another unforced turnover. But, I mean, you look at Jeff West. They made one field goal. So without the free throw making, where would they be at? I mean, like I said, they had to be aggressive and kind of get into that Perry depth. And it's worked their advantage so far, but you hope to knock down some more field goals.
Well, you're down seven with 2 minutes to go here with the ball. Can you chip away at it? At least going into the half, this would be a good start. If you can hit this three, it's not there, but an offensive rebound into the corner, chased down by Stones, and now she fires along two, and it's nothing but net. Second field goal of the half. Nine in the game for Kinley Stones. Just like that, it's 19-14, a five-point game with 1:35 to go.
And Stones has almost all her points. She has both your field goals, so she's willing her team to stay in this game.
And Corcoran, a hard drive. The freshman gets in the lane, a foul on the floor at 1:28 to go.
That's the fifth, so she'll go to the line here.
Both teams will be in the bonus the rest of the half here. And they get Croninger with the foul. That's Lauren Croninger, a junior who has checked in. Haven't seen much of her in the first half, but picks up the foul. And two free throws here for a freshman, Macy Corcoran. She airballs the first. Her first attempts at the line this season. And the first one got all air, and the second just grazed the rim. Nearly got that one off air, too, and she goes 0 for 2, and a rebound for Jeff West. And Croninger in a five-point game here. Jeff West down with the ball with 1:20 to go in the half. Jeff West, they have only made two field goals in this first half and are only down five. Cost staying in the zone. Dickey reversing it right side. Dean a three, and it's well off, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Jeff West. Perry gets it back with 63 seconds to go, and a five-point lead at 19-14. Here is the senior, Allison Farmer, the sixth man off the bench here for Joey Franzetta. Plenty of experience for her last couple of seasons. And nearly lost it, but chasing it down is Blosser, a freshman. Gets it off to Bartlett, who drives, kicks it short corner left to Corcoran. Back to Bartlett at 45 seconds to go. Now it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Stones. Perry LeCompton will keep it. Now 43 ticks on the clock. And we'll get a timeout by Joey Franzetta and Perry LeCompton. It's a 30, so we'll keep it right here. Timeouts again brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Perry LeCompton with a 19-14 lead under a minute to go in the half. Interesting to see what they do here if they try to play for the final shots. But nonetheless, you look at how this one's kind of played out so far. Jeff West fortunate. They've only made two field goals. They've had plenty of opportunities at the free throw line, which they have connected on. But I think if you're Perry LeCompton, you're upset that this ain't a little bit bigger of a lead and what could be a bigger lead, because defensively you've played well, but you've just given Jeff West multiple opportunities, of course, at the free throw line.
Yeah, you've forced 10 turnovers, and you've had some open looks from the outside. You've had some wide open layups you just haven't been able to convert yet. And on their side, Jeff West, you know, battling. They've been driving and getting to the free throw line. They probably wish they shot it just a little bit better. They're about 10 of 16, 10 of 18 right now. But lucky to be in it, because obviously some shots are going to start falling for someone other than Kinley Stones on the offensive end. But I think Perry might just want to play for one shot here.
Let's see if they do.
Break.
Yeah, let's see if they do here. 40 seconds to go. They have it here with Farmer on the left wing. She works it back to the top of the key, around the arc from left to right. Gets it all the way to the block. Shot no, but they call a foul, and two free throws coming up here for Allison Farmer. So aggressive take there by the senior.
She'll be looking for her first points on the year here.
They get Schwinn with the foul, her first. And this is Allison Farmer. Gets her first free throw made and her first points of the season. Makes it 20-14. 32 seconds to go.
And talk about the eight-man bench usually for Perry, but
and
Buttram's going to check in.
Tristan Buttram, a senior, who has played limited minutes this season, will check in here for the final 32 seconds, but Farmer goes 2 for 2. Makes it 21-14, 30 seconds to go here for Jefferson West. Again, down 7 with the ball, can play for the final shot if they choose. Here's Stone's left side on the wing. Zone defense still here by Perry LeCompton. Bouncing it to Dickey right side. Works it into the paint. Kicks it left. It's Stone's for 3. And it's strong off the heel, but an offensive rebound. And then it's taken away. And then it's stolen away by Corcoran. Corcoran, 9 seconds. Hard drive. A lot of contact. No call. And then it's deflected out of bounds. And the Cavs are going to keep it. 6 seconds to go. So Corcoran with a hard drive. Took a body off the side, missed the shot, but the Cavs have 6 seconds here to work.
Usually that's a call where you just have to make some because there's a collision, but I know I have a problem with the ref letting that one go. Usually you see a blocking foul called there, though, most of the time, but I like that play on.
Krodinger deflects a pass out of bounds. Now 5.4 seconds here for Perry. They'll throw it in near sideline. As it's Bartlett, and then it's taken away by Kinley Stones. 3 seconds. They're not near midcourt. Will she even get a shot up in time? She will not, although she nearly made it from half court. And that's going to take us to the end of the first half. Again, points hard to come by and a lot of turnovers. A lot to dissect in this girls' first half of play. As it's Perry LeCompton, 21, and Jefferson West, 14. Halftime show is next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online at highlandcc.edu. Cause with a 21-14 lead at the break, and we'll talk about it after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
At Ron Kirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ron Kirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Hi, I'm Tanya Bardo with the Farmer State Bank in Holton. We are thankful for our customers and their trust in us. We support local, live local, and shop local. We encourage our community to bank local so we all grow together. Growing together is stronger together. Wishing our community and our customers season's greetings and happy holidays from the Farmer State Bank in Holton.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Big 7 basketball here on KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network. Trenton Craxner, Chance Link, Brandon Tabden with you here from Perry LeCompton High School. Girls game at the half. It is 21-14 in favor of Perry LeCompton over Jefferson West. Again, our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Trenton, real quick, before we dive into the numbers and stats in the first half, 7-point lead for Perry LeCompton. What's kind of the early thoughts and takeaways from that first two quarters of action?
You got to, both sides got to clean it up, and then you got to convert on some more open looks because Jeff West has only made 2 field goals, both those for Kinley Stone. She has 9 of your 14 points, and I mean, really, you're going to get more shots to fall, but you, against that zone, you can't be throwing cross-court passes with the dammies lurking down low to go out and jump and get a transition layup. For Perry, I mean, you've had some layups, you've had some open looks. It's just, once again, it's just about knocking down some open shots because you played really good defense, but you got to stop fouling, especially when they drive to the basket, because that's the only reason Jeff West is still in this game.
Our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, scoring-wise, Taylor Dammy, the leading scorer for Prairie Le Compton. She had 10 in the first half. Younger sister Paxton had 3, and then they got 2 points apiece from Katie Bartlett, Macy Corcoran, Allison Farmer, and also Charlie Blosser. Not many to go through for Jeff West. Again, as you mentioned, 9 of the 14 from the senior Kinley Stones. They got 4 from Ella Dickey and then 1 point from Burley Sanders. Both teams certainly need to cut down on the turnovers. Jeff West, they were 10 of 15 at the line in the first half. Prairie Le Compton, they were 5 out of 10 from the line in the first half. Again, those are the stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Prairie Le Compton, a 21-14 lead at the break. We'll step aside. More halftime after this here on KMTA.
Rainbow is looking towards a happy 2024, and that means it's time to ring in some savings. While holiday shopping is dwindling your savings, Rainbow is going to give you some savings. Let's ring in the new year with fast, reliable internet. Sign up for Rainbow this holiday season and get internet packages as low as $20.24 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Big 7 action here across the MSC Sports Radio Network from Prairie Le Compton High School. The Cause leading Jefferson West 21-14 at the break. Again, halftime brought to you by Highland Community College. Let's get you some other scores and updates from around the area. Our score updates, they are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. The game on 92.1 KMZA, battle in the TBL. Very good girls matchup there. It's Valley Heights at Frankfurt, and the Mustangs leading the Wildcats 19-17. At the break, a couple other Big 7 girls halftime scores. Royal Valley leading at Holton 17-12. And also a halftime score at Hiawatha, Nemaha Central 17, and the Red Hawks 13. Our score updates again brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. A final 2-minute timeout. Second half is coming up next right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
advice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Happy holidays from GN Bank. Join us in Horton Tuesday, December 12th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Hiawatha on Thursday, December 14th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. for our annual Christmas open house. Take a minute from the hustle and bustle of the season to visit with friends and enjoy cookies and refreshments. Special guest Santa Claus will be stopping in at our Horton location Tuesday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. and our Hiawatha location on Thursday from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. All are welcome.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Kansaland Radio.
Once again, the halftime coverage, it was brought to you by Highland Community College. Trenton Kraxner alongside Chance Link, studio producer Brandon Tadman with you. Girls game getting ready to start the third quarter. Perry LeCompton at home, a 21-14 lead. They led Jeff West 13-7 after one, and they would outscore the Tigers 8-7 in quarter number two. 21-14, we got a football score, and now here we go, start of the third quarter. Perry LeCompton with it. Left to right they go. Quick three. Top of the key. It's rattled in by who else? Taylor Zammy, who's now got 13. That is her second triple tonight. And just like that, all of a sudden, 20 seconds into the second half, a 10-point lead for Perry LeCompton. Zammy averaging 16.7 points per game coming in. She's got 13 of the 24 here. Jefferson West now their first opportunity with the ball in the second half. Here's a ball fake by Dickey. Gets short corner. Kicks it back to the top of the key with Tuck. Right side pass, and it's out of bounds. A turnover by Jeff West. Killed themselves in the first half with the turnovers. Came in averaging 22. They were double digits in the first half. One here. And Perry LeCompton getting it back with that 10-point advantage.
Yeah, and if you're going to run this manned defense, you have to always find where Taylor Damian is. She's the biggest threat by far in this team to score the basketball.
Here is Riley Morgan, saddled with foul trouble in the first half. Got it at the free throw line, gets it right back, working on Sanders, and kicks it back to Paxton Dammy, who was a little bit quiet. Little turnaround, Jay. It's an air ball, but an offensive rebound for Perry LeCompton, and that was Corcoran who got it, but then had it knocked away. So earning that possession back is the freshman, Macy Corcoran. And Perry LeCompton, another opportunity here. A minute plus into this third period, a 24-14 cause lead. Here is Morgan driving baseline, had to kick it back out. Now at the top, it's Corcoran, and there should be a travel. It is, and a turnover against Perry LeCompton.
Yeah, she had a wide-open jump shot from the free-throw line, but I don't think she expected to be that wide open. Tried to dribble and get a little bit closer, but she got a head start with her feet.
Both teams, an early turnover in the third quarter. We have played a minute 20, clock moving. A 24-14 Perry LeCompton lead. They're trying to go to 3-1. On the young season, get their first Big 7 league win as Perry LeCompton played at the Paola tournament last week. Wins over Paola and Wellsville, but lost to a ranked team in 4A in Fort Scott. Here is a much-needed three that is rattled in from the left wing by Ella Dickey. The first triple tonight for Jeff West, 24-17.
Yeah, that's the easiest three. Ball gets kicked back out. It's a step-in three. Your shooting percentage goes up by about 16%, I have to say. Paxton Dammy almost had one, but her foot was on the line.
So they said it was a two for Paxton Dammy with a response there. She's got five, 26-17, caused by nine. And the assist there to her older sister in Taylor, and now a deflected pass and a steal for the cause. Another turnover for Jeff West. 26-17, Perry LeCompton. Get it into the front court. Here's Taylor Dammy, takes it all the way. A lot of contact, no call. And down on the floor to get it was Jefferson West. So Tuck got the rebound and then it's called for a travel once she hit the floor. So Perry LeCompton getting this one back. And turnovers an issue here for Jeff West. It has been for a majority of this early part of the season. Came in averaging over 22 turnovers per game. Granted, they've played two of the top teams in the state. Silver Lake, number one in 3A. Riverside, number two in 2A. Should be a kicked ball. Paxton looking inside for the older sister in Taylor. Kicked away by Kinley Stones. Cause will throw it in near sideline. 5:17 to go, third quarter. 26-17 is the score. Cause with the lead and the ball. And think about Perry LeCompton last year. They went 7-14. As they get Morgan a look, a little turnaround. She thought she was fouled. No go. And a rebound for Jeff West. Now trying to push it in transition. Here's Stones in the paint. She'll take it all the way. Rejected by Taylor Dammy, but a foul.
And that's important because she was probably not going to get whistled for she jumped straight up, and there was a little bit of body contact. Then she went for the block. It's a big third foul with 13 minutes to go, but they might have a case down there on center. She's being very aggressive, and the officials might get her next time as Stones makes another free throw.
Stones has 10 of the 18 for Jeff West. This is her, the second one here is going to be her 11th free throw attempt of the game. She has made six, and now seven. So she is 7 of 11 at the line, 11 in the game for Stones, 26-19, 7-point lead for the Cause. We are now under 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Here's Taylor, top of the key, Dammy working, right side, wanting her younger sister in the corner, gets it to her, right back to Taylor on the wing, hesitates and fires a deep three, front rim no, rebound for Jeff West. Good job by Verley Sanders pulling that one down, averaging just under 7 rebounds per game. So down 7, Jeff West with it back, chance to get a little closer at 4.5 minutes to go. Right back into the zone defense, 2-3 is Perry LeCompton. And then knocked away. Stones had it taken away. Another turnover by Jeff West, and this time the steal for the freshman in Corcoran, and now she is wrapped up, and she is fouled. And they get Noel with the foul. Two subs in here for the Cause, as Bonmeyer checks back in alongside Blosser. Bonmeyer the senior, Blosser the freshman. 4:15 to go in the third. 26-19 is the score. Cause the lead and the ball.
Yeah, this is an important segment for both teams because Taylor Dammy just went to the bench with her third foul with 4:15 to go. Who can take advantage of these minutes?
Morgan trapped in the near side corner and having to throw it away, and ultimately it's a turnover. Threw it right to Noel and Jeff West. Another opportunity down 7 for the Tigers to get a little closer. Here's Stones left side. They reverse it to the right wing. Here's Tuck a three, and it's an air ball. And they're going to say it was deflected, so Jeff West will keep it. Couple subs back in. Croninger checks back in here for Jeff West. Tigers with it down 7 at 3:53 to go in the third. They have it underneath their own bucket. Tuck to throw it in left side of the backboard. Looking, bouncing it in, Croninger gets it, and is fouled. The correction, that was Noel. So Noel's going to shoot two. They get Corcoran with the foul. Her first, team second. And here is Colby Noel, a sophomore. Has not scored tonight. She's perfect at the line this season, 2 for 2. Make it 3 for 3. And for as many opportunities as the Tigers have had at the charity stripe, that is really what has kept them in this game. They have not made many shots outside the free throw. And Noel goes 2 for 2.
14 of 19.
Pretty staggering. And look up the scoreboard, it's just a 5-point game at 26-21. There's Paxton Dammy in the right corner. Cut off, good defense there by the senior and Dickey.
The bails are out, though. I mean, you have her trapped in the corner. There's no reason to swat down at the ball. That's just a bailout. That's going to get called 10 times out of 10. You're in a good spot.
So Dickey picks up her second foul, trying to reach in for the steal. Both teams, two fouls apiece here in the quarter. 3:38 to go in this third. 26-21, Perry LeCompton the lead at home with the ball. This is Corcoran to throw it in and then threw it off the foot of Stone. Should have been a kicked ball, but no call. Perry LeCompton picks it up. They'll reset up top. Here's Corcoran around the arc, hands it off to Paxton Dammy. Left side it goes. This is Riley Morgan. Back to the top of the key with Blosser. Now this is Corcoran, gets it into the corner with Dammy. Dammy turning, facing, now driving, and a blocking foul.
Is that Tuck or Dammy?
I think that's Dickey.
Or excuse me, Dickey.
Who just picked up now her third foul. That'll bring on Harriet Dean, and here comes the line change for Joey Franzetta. And Taylor Dammy's going to check back in. Also, Allison Farmer is back on the floor, so is Katie Bartlett. So an opportunity here for the cause, up by five. It's 26-21, under 3:20 to go in this third. Bartlett back to Taylor, gets into the lane, little turnaround on the block, off the rim twice, falls off, no, and a rebound for Jeff West. Picked up by Tuck, who works it into the front court from right to left. Long pass, and it's picked off by Morgan. Or correction, that was Farmer who got the steal. She wants to go coast to coast. A lot of body contact. No call. Bartlett gets it back. Here's Taylor from the top of the key. Splits two, counted, and the foul. And one opportunity for Dammy now with 15 in the game and a chance for one more.
That's the fourth on Tuck because she wanted to take a charge, but Dammy euroed towards the middle of the lane. Then she tried to swat the ball away and slapped her on the wrist in the continuation. With a big end one for Perry that they needed on the offensive end.
You know, we've seen spurts in this game where both offenses have gone cold, and another couple minutes here in the third where both teams certainly have struggled in the offensive end. The three-point play is confirmed and completed by Taylor Dammy, who's got 16 in the game. It's now 29-21 cause. We are under 3 minutes to go in this third, another sub into the game. Yeah, the fouls are starting to pile up here for Jeff West. Tuck has four, Dickey with three, pair of seniors. And now Dammy coming away with another steal. She'll go coast to coast and another and one. Bumped and fouled and converting on a transition bucket. She's got 18 and a chance for another at the line. Jeff West just giving away points and buckets at this point. If you're going to foul her, certainly don't make it that easy for her to make that layup in transition. And the foul's on Sutton, her second. And the cause are going to be in the bonus. The final 2:45 in and out on the free throw. No, she can't convert. As Sanders gets the rebound for Jeff West. And now a 10-point lead here for the cause. As we're coming up on 2:35 to go in this third. Here's an answer try from the right wing. It's Harriet Dean, a freshman, who hits her second triple of the season. Now 2 for 8 from downtown. And a big bucket there for Jeff West. Makes it 31-23. Or do they count that a two?
I thought it was a three. I think it was originally a three on the scoreboard, but they've changed it to a two. So
it was a 10-point game, so Dean going to be credited for a two at least for now. And now they get it back. Here's another try by Sutton. Short rim no from a left wing triple and a rebound for Perry LeCompton. So 2 minutes to go. Here is Bartlett into the front court. Morgan on the wing. Taylor Dammy. They push it left side to Corcoran in the corner. Now Morgan in the paint, kicks it right. Bartlett a look for three. She delivers.
She just missed one from that exact same spot. Well, once again, you drive in the lane and you kick the basketball out into step-in three, which I think raises your shooting position no matter who you are by about 20% because you're stepping into the shot.
Bartlett, her first triple of the year. She's got five tonight. 34-23, caused by 11 at 90 seconds to go here in the third. Here's Dean bouncing it inside and taking it away is Riley Morgan. Another turnover for Jeff West. Joey Franzetta pleading to his team to push the tempo a little bit, but Jeff West doing a nice job defensively in transition. Taylor again, driving shot, no, but a foul on Verlie Sanders. That is going to be her third. And Taylor Dammy just aggressive here down the stretch of this quarter and back to the line to shoot two more.
And it's what we saw Jeff West do in that first half. Drive to the basket and get to that free throw line, but it's been Taylor Dammy doing that for Perry and couple times she didn't get the call, but that didn't deter her from going in there and trying again and again.
19 in the game for Taylor Dammy. She's got 9 here in the quarter. 35-23, the largest lead here in the game so far at 12 for Perry LeCompton.
I unofficially got her for 5 steals. I only have her for 2 rebounds, but not going to be rebounding the ball a whole lot when you're stealing it from the other team.
That's right. Second free throw good. She's got 20 of the 36. So Taylor came into tonight averaging roughly 17 a game, and Perry LeCompton was averaging less than 35 points per game. So I mean, she has scored roughly half the points so far this season, and right on cue, she's doing it again plus some here against Jeff West.
She's got 10 of the 15 team points this quarter alone.
36-23, largest lead at 13 for Perry LeCompton. Final minutes of this third, and there is another steal by Dammy. Can she go coast to coast? She does again. Could have been an and one, no call, and she's got 22. 38-23. She's probably got six or seven steals in this game.
And eight turnovers by Jeff West, but they seem to be all live ball, unnecessary turnovers, because they're throwing long passes. And like I said, that speed and athleticism of Perry getting down those passing lanes. There's a big three by Stones that shooter's touch.
Got the kind touch, right wing triple, desperately needed for Jeff West. She's got 14, and it's 38-26 and under 30 seconds to go in the period. And the cause can certainly play for the final shot. Down to 20 seconds, but Dammy says, I'm going to try to step back for a triple. It's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds.
And she immediately looked at Coach Franzen and said, I need a blow. So that might have been a tired shot there. She runs off to the locker room, presumably maybe to get some water or electrolytes in her. I don't know. No injury, but she looked pretty tired.
Just looked gassed. Straight gassed. They got to get off the floor, Coach. So the final 13 seconds here for Jeff West. They desperately need a bucket here. They're down 12. They got 8 seconds. Here's Dickey, left wing triple. It is off the heel strong. Offensive rebound for Stone. Second chance, no. She gets it again, throws one up, and they call a travel right before the horn sounds. So Stone's had a couple of offensive rebounds, but I think they just send it to the quarter, and they will end the quarter. So no call there and a turnover, but nonetheless, good quarter for Perry LeCompton. They extend the lead to 38-26. As we head to the fourth and final quarter, we'll step aside back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays from Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. They want you to know that tires are much more complicated than just black and round. That's why when purchasing tires, it's important that you buy them from people who you can trust. Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire are just those guys. With the most consecutive years to date in the area, they are sure to find the right tire just for you. Call them today at 362-TIRE or visit them online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire. R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Final 8 minutes of the girls' contest here. Can Perry LeCompton hold on? Can Jeff West put a comeback together? We'll find out. Tigers with the ball trailing here, 38-26. It was a 17-12 quarter for the cause. Here's a missed shot by Jefferson West, and then a travel is going to be called against Perry LeCompton. The Tigers are going to get the possession back after a missed opportunity. Again, story tonight has been Taylor Dammy. She's got 22. She had 12 in the third quarter alone. That matched the Tigers' total. Here's Sanders caught in the corner, tied up with Paxton Dammy, somehow chased down by Dickey to keep it alive. Now baseline drive, gets all the way to the rack and lays it in. Kind of a difficult shot for Ella Dickey. She's got 9. And 5 of her 9 in the second half, and it's 38-28. The lead's 10 for Perry. Perry LeCompton with the basketball, 10-point advantage. Here is Allison Farmer, top of the key, works it near side. Now Paxton Dammy, a touch in the corner, and wants to go baseline, cut off by Dickey, and Dickey's called for a block, and that's her fourth foul. Dickey and Tuck both now with four fouls apiece, and then Sanders has 3. They're two best guards in the backcourt, Dickey and Tuck, both with 4 fouls now. Still 7:06 to go. They get it into Morgan. Shot is no good. Missed a bunny, but a rebound for Sanders. A minute into the fourth quarter. 10-point lead. Tigers trailing with the ball and out of control, and another travel is going to be called against Jeff West. Tell you what, this game hasn't been short of physical.
A lot of
bodies have been hitting the floor.
Yeah, that's Big 7 basketball. Physical. Every game seems like a rivalry. No, none of these schools like each other. Physical. dogfight, kind of like the AFC North football. You just know it's going to be a dogfight every single night.
Well, we've seen a lot of low-scoring games here in the early portions of the season. Early Compton trying to score more points than they have in any game so far. They scored 39 in their win against Paola. That's the most they've scored, and now counted in the foul here for Riley Morgan. And a chance at a three-point play makes it 40-28 as Sanders now has her fourth foul. So the 40 points here for the Cause tonight, the most points they have scored in a game so far. And they scored 39 against Paola. They scored 39 again in their win against Wellsville, and that one is good. Morgan, her first points tonight, and it's a three-point play. And it's 41-28 at 6:38 to go in the game. And for the struggles for Jefferson West, the inconsistencies on offense and the turnovers, this game is not out of reach. They can go on a little bit of a run and certainly make this thing interesting down the stretch. But the next 3 minutes are crucial here for the Tigers to try to chip away. And they nearly throw it away, and now a whistle and a foul. And what was a near turnover as Corcoran went for the steal and then ran into, that was Olivia Meyer for Jeff West. And for Corcoran, that is her second foul. So 6:20 to go in this game. It's a 41-28 Perry LeCompton lead. Tigers with the ball and trailing. Cause back in the zone defense. They go inside. Free throw line with Schwinn. Had it knocked away and another turnover. A story for the Tigers tonight. Really all season. Only four games into the year, but it has been an issue. Here's Morgan at the free throw line. Diving in. Shot blocked, but I think they get a foul here. And Riley Morgan's going to go back to the line to shoot a pair.
Well, this is a nice move. Spinning to the hoop. And Kroninger had to foul.
Well, Kroninger picks up her second. We got 5-5-5 showing on the clock in this game. Morgan at the line. And the first is off, no good. The senior Riley Morgan averaging 5 points and nearly 7 rebounds per game coming in. She's been quiet here until the fourth quarter. She's got 3 tonight. She'll have one more at the line. She was 58% at the stripe coming in. 1 for 2 so far with the third coming up. And that one gets the shooter's touch and it goes in. So she's got 4. 42-28, largest lead of the game here for the Cause at 14. And crunch time now at under 6 minutes to go here for Jeff West. Get it into the front court. Dickey, left side on the wing. Up to Tuck. Right side it goes to Stones. Looking for a three, not there. Now Stones fires a deep one. No, misfiring on a deep right wing three. Taking it away is Taylor Dammy and a rebound for Perry. She wants to push the tempo. And is knocked down from behind. I think one official wanted to call a travel, but this backside official is going to get a foul on Ella Dickey, and that fouls her out of the game.
Yeah, it was bang-bang because Dickey was throwing her from behind. It looked like Dammy was coming to a stop, and she was real close to traveling, but Dickey couldn't stop her and knocked her over. So I think that's a bang-bang call that could have gone either way, but the trailing official felt that she fell to the ground and traveled because she got pushed in the back. But Perry's going to call a timeout here.
It's a full timeout. We'll follow suit. 5:32 left in the game. Caused by 14 at home. 42-28 is the score over Jeff West. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZN.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Trenton Craxner alongside Brandon Tabman, Chance Link, also a part of the crew as well here on KNZA. Perry LeCompton, a 42-28 advantage here over Jeff West as we are early on in this fourth quarter. A couple minutes gone by. Of course, we'll have the boys' game to follow here. We got games, of course, coming up on Friday night. Some teams will turn around and play next Tuesday before, at that point, everyone off for the holiday break for a couple weeks, and then mostly everybody back in the first few days of January, and that's really a straight two-month push towards the postseason at that point. So nearing the holiday break, Perry with the ball out of the timeout, and a block shot inside. Good defense by the sophomore, Addison Schwinn. 5:25 to go in the game. Jeff West trailing by 14, now with the ball back. Right side pass, it goes to Harriet Dean, and then she is quickly tied up, and that's going to be a turnover. Possession arrow back to the cause.
And I have that as their 11th turnover of the half and the 22nd on the game.
Well, they average 22 TOs a game coming in, and they've already hit that number here with 5:15 to go in this game. It is just hard to win, really, at any level with that many turnovers. Great pass inside. Dammy missing multiple shots. She gets a third chance, no, and a fourth opportunity, no, missed on the backside by Corcoran. So you had Paxton Dammy, who had three chances at it inside. Missed shot after missed shot, and then on the opposite side, it was Corcoran who then got an offensive rebound and missed a shot and then deflected out of bounds, and somehow the Cause are going to keep it and have really a fifth opportunity here on this possession. Taylor Dammy, a deep three. It's an air ball. And she's got the hot hand tonight, so why not? But that one goes out of bounds, and Jeff West will get it back. At 4:57 to go, 42-28 is the score. Prairie Le Compton last year, 7-14. Jeff West last year, they were 6-16. Both these teams also bringing back a lot of their pieces from a year ago. Jeff West, a new coach this year, Felipe McCree. Of course, Joey Franzetta still on the sideline here for the Cause. And there's two bodies hitting the floor. And a foul is going to be called. An aggressive attempt by Taylor Dammy, nearly jumping over a screen attempt. And they get Dammy with that foul. That is her fourth.
Yeah, she landed real hard. But what happened was...
It's good that she's all right. Yeah, because you're right. She took a heck of a tumble.
Well, Stones had dribbled all the way through to the baseline, and she handed it off to Sutton in the corner, and she was going to try a three, and she was still kind of bent over, I don't know, probably not being blocking the vision of Sutton. Dammy tried to block, and she hit Stones, and they both fell to the ground, and then they also took out Sutton, and I don't think they're going to get it as a shooting foul because she technically ran into Stones, who was a non-shooter, so...
So it's on the floor, so Jeff West will keep it.
Well, that's four on Taylor Dammy with 4.5 minutes to go, and you're down 14. This is a time to make a push.
Oh, this is your time, for sure, because Dammy has to go off. I'm sure it won't be too long before she comes back in, but can the Tigers, you're running out of time. The clock is not your friend. You're down 14 with now under 4:20 to go. Here's a three left side. It is off the heel strong. Paxton trying to chase it down into the corner. And she is the last to touch it, so the Tigers will keep it. Good hustle as well by Colby Noel. But you gotta come away with a bucket here if you're Jeff West. Somehow. They have just had no easy looks here tonight. And really the free throws have kind of what's kept them in this game. There is Tuck, hands it off, Stones, deep right wing triple, almost there, but too strong. Offensive rebound by Schwinn, and then she's tied up underneath. And the possession arrow is going to keep it here with Jefferson West. So they've had multiple opportunities here, and they're certainly trying to force the issue here from downtown. Down 14 at about the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. Here's Tuck to throw it in, trying to find a body to get it to, and does so to Stones up top as we are now under the halfway point to go in this fourth and final quarter. And a deep one here by Tuck, and she got it, a monster deep triple. And Tuck, that's our first bucket tonight, and it's 42-31 at 3:45 to go.
You've got to force some live ball turnovers like that right there.
And they get one, and up the floor, it's Kinley Stones, and she got the layup. 16, there's a quick five for Jeff West, and a timeout. It's a nine-point game, 42-33 at 3:36 to go. It is a full, so we'll follow suit. Tigers trying to hang around. At under 4 minutes to go in the game, down 9. Back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Houlton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Houlton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Well, Jeff West trying to make it interesting here down the stretch. A little 5-0 spurt has him within 9 at 42-33 at 3:36 to go. Out of the timeout, they'll show a little bit of pressure and then back off.
And they put Taylor Danning back in the game, so she sat out about a minute worth of game time. She's got 4, so she's got to be careful, but for Jeff West on offense, you might want to go after her and try and get her out of the game.
Tigers will show a little bit of pressure here in the full court, but they get it right back to Taylor Dammy, who just rifles her way into the front court. Now a steal here by Kinley Stones, who takes it away from Bartlett. 2-on-1 break, and then a foul from behind. They're going to get this one on Macy Corcoran. That'll be her third and team foul number 3, so the Tigers get it back. Trailing by 9, still 3:23 to go. They're on a little 5-0 spurt. They've got themselves right back in it. Things certainly change. Can they get another basket here? And you got to get it in. Tucked and threw it to the wrong teammate, but somehow Sanders got it. Missed a bunny. Oh, really wanted that one back. Burley Sanders and the miss there. And the rebound for Riley Morgan. There was an opportunity that Jeff West needed. Could have got it to within 7. But still trailing by 9. Taylor sidesteps in the lane, missing the shot, and a quick one-and-done possession there. Jeff West getting the rebound, but got away with a travel, but no call. And Tuck works it into the front court here. Under 3 minutes to go. It's a 9-point cause lead. Tigers with it. Here's Stones, a deep right-wing triple. Graze the front iron, no. And a rebound and a foul on the floor. Is Tuck able to get that miss?
Yeah, but each team shooting the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's Riley Morgan with her third foul. And as you mentioned, both teams with 4 fouls apiece in the quarter. So it's free throws the rest of the way for both teams. 2:45 to go, 9-point game. They go inside to Noel. Gets it back up top here to Stones. Stones puts it on the dribble. Gets through 2, and a foul's called, and she'll shoot 2.
That might be it for Taylor Dammy. We'll see who they give it on.
Well, it's going to be on Dammy or Morgan.
They give it on.
Oh, correction,
Bartlett.
They get it on Bartlett.
I think they got a wrong number. I think Perry got away with one.
Well, yeah, Bartlett was not down in there.
And unless he had something different, which is completely possible, that Bartlett was doing something somewhere else, because he was the bottom official, but it's a huge call for Perry.
Well, interesting to say the least, but nonetheless, Stones made the first free throw. And the second good as well. She's got 18 quietly tonight, does Kinley Stones. And don't look now at 2:38 to go. It's a 7-point game.
Yes, so they've cut the deficit in half, but Perry's not helping himself by rushing up the court. He's taking a quick 3 here.
Paxton Dammy, right corner 3 is no good. And Jefferson West will get the rebound.
That's just a freshman mistake.
A lot of physicality here, but officials letting them go here so far. Stones has it left corner. She'll try a 3, and she's on the triple.
And that's another freshman mistake. That's on Cochran, though, and that's her 4th now.
At 2:14 to go, Stones is going to shoot 3 more.
And this is the second time that she's been fouled shooting a 3 tonight. And 2.5 minutes ago, it was 42-28, and right now it's 42-35 as that one spun out. But
that was her 14th free throw attempt of the game. So she's got 15 and 16 coming up. You really got to get these after missing the first.
She's now 10 of 15 as she makes that one by herself. Her team's got to be close to 30 free throws on the night.
The second is good. She's got 19. It's 42-36.
It's an 8-0 run, though.
A second, no good. So she only goes 1 for 3. Paxton Dammy pulls down the miss. Again, 6 points. At 2:07 to go, Perry just really does not need to force the issue, but they still shoot a deep 3. It's no good. And then an offensive rebound, though, saved by Corcoran, and somehow to keep it alive. And Joey Franzetta just pleading to his team to slow it down here.
You got to get the ball in the hands of Taylor Dammey and let her go to work if anyone's going to score the ball. And there's just another three. That's three unnecessary threes that they've taken.
And a Jeff West rebound for Stones. Yeah, Perry not helping themselves here with these quick possessions. Now another three. It's going to hit the top of the backboard. Fighting for the rebound. Allie Morgan has it, but she steps on the baseline and she's out of bounds. A minute 31 to go. The Tigers fortunate there to get the possession back. Down 42-36.
Yeah, and Coach Franzetta needs a timeout. He's asking about the backboard. I thought he was going to ask for a timeout. He's right, though. That ball did hit the top of the backboard, which should have been out of bounds. But he's going to call a timeout. I think he was questioning it. He's going to call a full, but he needs to tell his team to settle down a little bit, forcing some unnecessary shots.
So the timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. 42-36, Jeff West has fought back. They were down by as many as 14 in this quarter early. But again, you mentioned Prairie Le Compton not helping themselves. I mean, forcing a lot of shots quickly into multiple possessions here late, which have allowed Jeff West to not really waste much time, get the ball back, and certainly free throws have kept Jeff West in this game, but Prairie Le Compton trying everything they can to just make this game more interesting down the stretch than what it could have been or really needed to be. They had a 14-point lead early in this quarter, really had all the control in the game, but just a lot of mental mistakes and a lot of freshmen, again, playing for both of these teams. We've seen some of those freshman mistakes too, which is fine. It's growing pains. You're going to see that. Well, this is a good timeout, I think, for Joey Franzetta to just calm his team down because, look, if you can get one stop here, then you're really going to have to force Jeff West.
It's a foul, probably, and it comes down to making free throws.
Exactly.
Because Dammey picked up her fourth foul 3 minutes ago, and that ignited an 8-0 run. She returned after just 1 minute, but they forced some threes unnecessarily when they've been open, and they've turned it over a couple times. That's helped spark this run for Jeff West, and if they could hit a three here, you're looking at a one-possession game with 90 seconds to go.
They go inside to Crottinger, who's dumping it down to Sanders, throws it up, no. Fighting for the rebound, it's out of bounds, and it stays here with Jeff West.
That's a lot of hands right there, and half the crowd likes it, half the crowd doesn't, but it's a lot of hands trying to grab that rebound. The official makes a judgment call and gives it to Jeff West for an extra possession here.
So tuck to Sanders, down to 120 to go. Sanders in the right wing, has to get rid of it, does so to the top of the key with Tuck, and she's called for a travel.
Yeah,
huge turnover.
Yeah, and she got away with a real bad one that they might even call in the NBA earlier, so I'm not saying that's a makeup call, but they're probably looking at it after some buying that Coach Franzetta did for Perry earlier.
Well, again, that's a huge turnover for Jeff West, and Perry's going to throw it away as it's chased down in the corner by Stones. Perry doing everything they can to let Jeff West back into this game, and another travel's going to be called, this time on Sanders. That one clear as day.
And Sanders is not used to catching the ball 30 feet from the basket, especially on a semi-transition look, and feet just went a little too far, and Jeff West missing out on some opportunities here.
108 to go. Perry gets it into the front court with a 42-36 lead.
And you just got to get to who you feel like is your best free throw shooter and wait to get fouled.
Down under a minute. They get it to Bartlett, and there's the foul. They get Sutton with her third. Jumps on Bartlett quickly.
But she's going to get two shots. Different this year. No more one-and-ones, only in college ball. So she's going to get a guaranteed two here with 54.7 to go.
Bartlett 5 points in tonight's game. She's 2 for 2 at the line, needing them now. Really more than ever as they try to secure their third win in 4 games this year. Bartlett's first, no. Stays 42-36 at just under 55 seconds to go. It's a huge free throw because you can get it to three possessions, essentially. You can make this one here, and she can. It's strong, but an offensive rebound, though, for Perry Le Compton. It's on the floor, picked up by Paxton Dammey. Gets it off to Riley Morgan. Jeff West has to foul here. They got to do so quickly, but they let it go. And now Stones finally gets a hand in there and will foul Paxton Dammey, who will now shoot two. A devastating offensive rebound given up there by Jeff West on a missed free throw.
That's backbreakers when you're trying to make a comeback because you're getting the ball still down just two possessions with about 50 seconds, but you don't box out well enough and sky for the rebound and
Means now another missed free throw. Paxton missing this one.
They're
first
the
trip
open.
At the line. Yeah, Perry again doing everything they can to give Jeff West every opportunity to come back in this game. We got 44 seconds to go. It's still 42-36. Paxton Dammy with one more free throw. She missed that one as well. And Sanders, the rebound, clears it away. So Perry just missed four straight from the line. And now with under 40 seconds to go, Jeff West down six. They get it into the front court.
You don't need to force a three if it's not there, but you got to go quicker than this. And they just throw it away. And
Dutton throws it away.
And that's a sophomore out there because Ella Dickey fouled out close to 5 minutes ago in this game. So you have not the experience out there.
Perry LeCompton with 30 seconds. They get it in, and here's Taylor Dammy walking into the front court. Jeff West needs to foul quickly, and they are not doing so.
At this point, why even foul? I mean, they've already killed 20 seconds almost. And
that could be a charge, but no, they call a block. But
that's going to be it for Tuck.
So they get a blocking foul on Tuck, but you were down six with 30 seconds. You got a foul right away. I mean, this Perry team has missed four straight from the line, and you let 13 seconds run off the clock.
And Dammy just missed, Paxton Dammy, who's back to the line, just missed the last two. So, I mean,
and she missed that one as well.
You still have a chance, but now you're going to have to come down and you have to hit a three quickly. So I hope they miss two more and hit another three. No more time to mess around. You got to go down and get a three now.
So Perry's now missed five straight at the line. Finally, Paxton Dammy gets one to go. She's got six in the game. She's one for four at the line and a timeout. It's 43-36. Cost trying to hold on with just 17 seconds to go. We'll pause for a quick 30. Back in a moment here on KNZA.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the Cause just trying to hold on here at home to get their third win on the young season. 43-36, their lead over Jefferson West. But it's not been a clean quarter by any means for Perry LeCompton. They've done a lot to keep Jeff West in this game. And the Tigers have had a lot of opportunities here to inch a little bit closer. But, again, turnovers, missed shots, just a lot you can point to. And Jeff West down to 17 seconds here as they work it into the front court, and now they're called for an over and back.
Yeah, that's the 15th turnover of the second half and the 25th of the game. And no matter who you're playing, you turn the ball over 25 times in the game, it's really hard to win.
Well, Perry LeCompton gets it in. There's the foul. They get Sutton with her fourth, and that's probably going to essentially wrap this game up. It's a 7-point lead with 10 seconds to go, and Taylor Dammy's going to shoot two. She's had an incredible night. 22 in the game. She's actually not scored in the fourth quarter.
That's partially, she sat out the first couple minutes because she ran out to the locker room because she was gassed. Played about 2 minutes, picked up her fourth, and then they haven't really needed to score. She missed that first one, and she hasn't really been touching the ball offensively because they had that big lead. So she didn't need to go to the bucket and score for them, but she'd like to get a free throw down on her impressive night.
Well, she missed the first tier. The second is good. She goes one for two. She's got 23 to lead all scores, and it's 44-36, final 7 seconds here. And the Tigers had a lot of opportunities here down the stretch to get themselves a chance here, but that's going to do it as Jeff West can't get a shot up in time. And nonetheless, the Cause are going to win this one and pull it out by a final score of 44-36. Our postgame show is next. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, he's the best in the business. The recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. The Perry LeCompton girls victorious at home over Jeff West, 44-36. We'll talk about it after a timeout here on KNCA.
This side it is. Your Friday. Kyle Quinn, Kyle Quinn, Kyle Quinn. Hey, this is Ryan Lemkuhl.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Schnee, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126. Or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. This busy time of year, we need to remember to say thank you to everyone that is important to us. All of us at Citizens State Bank would like to say thank you for yet another successful year. May the holidays bring you all the happiness and joy you deserve. Merry Christmas from the officers and employees at Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lemkuhl, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Hands of Land Radio.
Tallying up the final numbers here. The girls' game has gone final. Perry LeCompton holds on, defeats Jeff West 44-36. Brandon Tabb and Trenton cracks their chance link with you. Perry LeCompton jumped out to a 13-7 first quarter lead. They led 21-14 at the break. They led 38-26 going into the fourth quarter. They had a 14-point lead early on in the fourth, but it was just kind of a bizarre fourth quarter. Last 5 or 6 minutes, Perry LeCompton had a lot of missed free throws, a lot of quick possessions, kept Jeff West alive, and Jeff West had it to within 6 or 7 points late in the game. Could have had it to within 3 potentially down the stretch, but ultimately turnovers dooming Jeff West in this game, and Perry LeCompton able to hold on for a 44-36 victory. Again, our post game is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. As we're tallying up the final numbers, of course, we'll get you set for the boys game here in just a little bit. But Perry LeCompton with the win. It's their first Big 7 game of the season. They're now 3-1 overall and off to a 1-0 start in Big 7 league play. For Jefferson West, they drop to 1-3 here on the young season. They are off to a 1-2 start in Big 7 league play. Just going through some of the numbers here that we got so far, and our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton with Mike Tenkin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services and Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. The points for this game, Taylor Dammy, 23 in the game to lead all scorers and leading Perry LeCompton, the lone player in double figures for the cause. They also got 6 from Paxton Dammy. They got 5 from Katie Bartlett. They got 4 from Riley Morgan. And then 2 apiece from Macy Corcoran, Allison Farmer, and Charlie Blosser. Jeff West led by 19 from Kinley Stone. She shot 16 free throws in the game. They got 9 as well from Ella Dickey, who fouled out early in the fourth quarter. They got 3 from Hallie Tuck, 2 apiece from Harriet Dean and Colby Noel, and then they got 1 point from Burley Sanders. But again, Trenton turnovers, huge issue tonight for Jeff West, and despite all those issues, they had a lot of opportunities down the stretch, but, you know, just again, turnovers and missed opportunities at the free throw line just did not help their cause.
Yeah, And the reason they were down by as much as 14 late in that game is because a lot of their turnovers was live ball turnovers, allowing Taylor Dammy to go down and make a layup or sometimes get fouled and get the and one. So too many live ball turnovers let Perry run in transition. That's what helped them build up that big lead. So, I mean, obviously turnovers as a whole is a huge problem, but when you turn it, when it's a live ball turnovers, two times is worse.
Jefferson West did out-rebound Perry LeCompton 32-25, but again, the turnover numbers, Jeff West with 26, and Perry LeCompton kept that number down, especially in the second half. They had 13 in the ball game. Taylor Dammy also had 6 steals in the game, and she is our player of the game. It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Again, Taylor Dammy, 23 points. She added 6 steals. Both teams had their struggles at the free throw line, a lot of free throws, especially down the stretch. But again, Perry LeCompton and Taylor Dammy getting it done with 23 points for her. Our player of the game, again, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. So again, the Perry LeCompton girls, they're now 3-1. They are 1-0 in Big 7 league play. The Jefferson West girls, they dropped to 1-3 overall. They are 1-2 in Big 7 league play. Up next for both, Perry LeCompton back at home on Friday against Nemaha Central, and Jefferson West on Friday. They will be on the road at Sabetha. So that's going to do it for our girls broadcast here as we get you set for the boys game coming up here in about 14 minutes. So again, Trenton and Brandon with you, Chance in studio. Chance will take care of you here for about 10 minutes or so, and then we'll come back and get you set for the nightcap, which will be the Perry LeCompton boys taking on Jefferson West. Again, the girls' final, Perry LeCompton 44, Jeff West 36. Back in about 10 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.